Islamabad. This is the chapter on the preparation for the Jumu'ah Salah. Our elders tell us, if we do the Jumu'ah correctly, the entire week will go well. Among the important etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah is to properly prepare for this Mubarak day. The preparation for Jumu'ah should start at least 2 days beforehand. One should have his clothes washed and ready for the day of Jumu'ah. It is mentioned in a hadith, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل وبكر وابتكر ومشى ولم يركب ودنا من الإمام واستمع ولم يلغ كان له بكل خطوة عمل سنة أجر صيامها وقيامها. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام said, he who takes a thorough bath, comes early to the masjid, walks and comes without a conveyance, sits close to the imam and listens to the khutbah attentively without speaking unnecessarily, then for every step that he took, he will receive the reward of ibadat at night for 1 year and fasting for 1 year. Every step that he took, he will receive the reward for ibadat at night for 1 year and the fast of 1 year. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, his minor sins are all forgiven. Therefore, these things, these sunnahs, these etiquettes should not be taken lightly. The ghusl, to do the sunnah ghusl, to check on our youngsters that are growing up in their adolescence, many times when we ask them, say, we never make a sunnah ghusl. To check, to make sure, to emphasize clipping of the nails, removing of unwanted hair. So these things people are neglecting. Coming early to the masjid, grossly neglected for the day of Jumu'ah, where a person can walk to the masjid as far as possible, he should walk to the masjid. Look at the great rewards for every step that a person is taking. And very importantly, he listens attentively and he doesn't engage in any futile act. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were not carpets on the floors, they were pebbles. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ مَصَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. That person that just touched those pebbles and played with it, rolled it around a bit while the khutbah was on, then he has engaged in a futile act. And you destroy your rewards. Can we imagine a person is swiping on the phone, looking at his chats, WhatsApp? It's become so common now. We see it from the front because we're standing on the minbar. How many people in the back, not bothered, not concerned, swiping, checking the messages, laughing and joking with their friends. So all this is serious, it's quite serious matters. Person is destroying his reward. On one occasion, a Sahabi asked the Sahabi next to him, after hearing a verse that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, now this was ilm, he's asking him, when was this ayat revealed? So the Sahabi hushed him up, told him, keep quiet. And after Salah, he told him, you destroyed your rewards. So he got a shock because he asked an ilmi question, an academic question. And then he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed that you're not supposed to be talking anything. You can't even tell someone keep quiet at that time, to such an extent. So very important, when the khutbah is on, then we pay attention. Ulama say from the time of the adhan, you can't even reply to the adhan that is done before the khutbah. If the khatib who's giving the khutbah, if he wants to reply to the adhan, only he can reply to the adhan. But everybody else, the masla is that you will listen, but you won't reply verbally. From that moment in time, you will be silent, absolutely silent. Sometimes people are walking around in the wuzu khana, they're talking. This is totally, totally against the teachings of Islam. As a Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah, incident is very, very famous, that he was apprehended and imprisoned in Malta for approximately 4 years. While in prison on the day of Jummah, Hazrat Maulana would wash his clothes, make a ghusl in preparation for Jummah. Then he would walk to the gate of the prison to find it locked. After shedding a few tears, he would return to his place and perform the dhuhr salah. Whatever was possible, he would do within his capacity to prepare for the Jummah salah. And he used to say, I did what was in my capacity. In the past, the people would go out of their way to prepare for Jummah salah. From the night before, they would have the clothing ready. Many would ensure that they wear special sets of clothing. They would keep even the best itar, which they use on a Friday, showing great importance to this Mubarak day. Unfortunately, We are no more showing such importance to the day of Jummah as we ought to. In non-Muslim countries, schools and businesses are closed on Sundays, as it is their holy day which they revere. Why can't a Muslim also show respect to this big day and reserve all his time and energy for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? Sometimes it happens that halfway through the Jummah Salah, we are still not sure as to whether it is Friday or not. And sometimes people are the last one in and the first one out. Now regarding that, at the entrances of the masjid, there are two angels, and they record the names of those that come for Jummah Salah. Whoever comes first and whoever comes next, and the special rewards for them. The one that comes first gets a reward like he gave a camel in sadaqah. The second person like he gave a cow. Third person like a sheep. The fourth person like he gave a chicken. And then after that, whoever comes, like they gave an egg in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think it with our minds how small these things are or how trivial they are. These are very, very great rewards when it is accepted in the court of Allah ta'ala. When the imam sits to give the khutbah, then these angels, طَوَوْ صُحُفَهُمْ, they roll up their scrolls and registers, and they also sit to listen to the khutbah. And thereafter, those that are coming, they are not recorded in the special register. The Jummah will be done, but they won't get that specialty and that fadila of being recorded by the angels. Shaykh Abu Talib Makki rahmatullahi says, in the first era of Islam, you would see the streets filled with people at the break of dawn. This time, Sehri time and Fajr time. You would see the people walking with lights and crowding the Jami Masjid as though it was the day of Eid. Eventually, such a time came to an end. It is said that the first bid'ah that took place in Islam was the abandoning of the act of going early for the Jumu'ah Salah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Slowly, slowly we try to inculcate this practice of coming early for the Jumu'ah Salah and fulfilling the other etiquette. So some important aspects to keep in mind, and we'll conclude. Go early as possible to the masjid. Park your vehicles properly, correctly. Don't obstruct anybody. Don't obstruct anyone's driveway. Don't park on the roads where you're going to obstruct people. This also has become a problem, that people will come last, they'll obstruct someone. That person got an emergency, he came early, he needs to leave early, and then now someone is obstructing him, and you can't even say anything also. If possible, find a place in the first saf. Don't jump over people's shoulders and gap your way, squeezing in between the safs and causing inconvenience to the people. If there's no place in the first saf, sit wherever you find a place. Some people have this habit, they come late, but they want the first saf. And in doing so, they're jumping over the shoulders of people. Comes in the hadith. And you are annoying people, you are separating, you are making people move for you, then you are coming and you're trying to fit yourself inside and squeeze yourself. So this is not correct. Engage in ibadat in such a way that you do not inconvenience others. Don't read Quran Sharif so loudly that the others are troubled. If the imam is giving the khutbah or is giving the talk, then some people have the habit of standing right in front of him in the start of their salah. So this also is not right. This is not correct. Sit as close to the imam as possible and listen attentively to the khutbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.